His blood pressure, he's getting, he was coming back off, you said. And you said, he's back in the blood pinnacle. So we're getting, should we just make sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
the door's open. Come on. We really haven't been talking too much or hadn't just been anything like that. Here on the X-ray. Are you here by yourself or someone bringing you? Someone in the waiting room?
I'm here by
myself. Okay, yes, sir. You know, your sense is pretty good and everything, right? Yeah, mostly take care of yourself?
Yeah.
On your X-ray, there's a lesion on the left chest, okay? It's like an infiltrate in the left chest. Have you ever smoked or anything?
No. 30 years ago.
Yeah, okay, well, that's not a problem. But there's a lesion in your left chest. It's not clear, okay? I mean, if you had fever and cough and all that, we would say it's a pneumonia. But you don't really have all that. The fact that you're bringing up a little bit of blood, and you know, that may be coming from your chest, not from your nose, it really has to be looked into. Very, very important. You have your 82. You have that in your insurance, right? That's for your retirement, and what kind of insurance is that?
Yeah, I'm retired from Harris County Sheriff's Department.
That's right. So you have the insurance through them. You have, it's like Medicare, Aetna, or something like that?
I have Medicare, too.
But Aetna's the primary or secondary?
Aetna, I guess, primary.
Okay, well, yes, sir. Well, that's, well, at least you got good insurance, right, from all those years when you worked and everything? What we can do, maybe. And we could send you to the hospital over here and get a CAT scan of your chest. That would be a special X-ray. That'll tell us exactly what's going on with that lesion in your lungs. I think that would be a good idea. It's not urgent. We don't have to do that, but you need to see a lung specialist then as soon as possible.
Would that be caused by going to the dentist?
Recently or what?
Yeah. I had my teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
And, that wouldn't cause it. I don't know.
No, it shouldn't have anything to do with this.
I've had my teeth cleaned many times.
Right. Sometimes.
And I lay there asleep and I showed you that picture.
Right.
And, I just was kind of worried about it because I never had anything like that.
Well, yes, sir. We know you did the right thing by coming here and letting us look into it. And the x-ray definitely shows something there. We want to find out what's going on, okay? You know, we don't have to do the CAT scan, but that would be the quickest way to kind of define for sure what it is. It really takes, may take a couple of weeks or so to get in and see a pulmonary doctor, right? They're not just, you don't need to go to the hospital like the emergency room or anything like that. So you know, it'd be nice to know more about what's going on there. And then that would help you get in to see the pulmonary doctor sooner if you knew what was going on. But you don't have to do that. But we can. The hospital over here has, like, x-ray facilities and everything. And so we can send you over there. They'll do a CAT scan on you. It shouldn't be hard for them to, you know, clear your insurance and all that. They'll even do it. Normally they do it real quick. I mean, it's good or not, and then we'll have the results and can go from there. But we don't have to do that.
I've been in the hospital, you know.
How long ago is that?
Off and on this year.
Was far.
And
why were you in the hospital?
They've done me through this, you know, they lay you down here, and then you go through.
All right, so you had a CAT scan already. How long ago was that?
It hasn't been that long.
A few months ago? Several months?
No, I don't know for sure.
What hospital was it?
Kingwood Hospital.
And why did they do it?
They were trying to look at my bladder.
Your bladder, okay.
Make sure my bladder was okay. I have a urologist there that... I guess you could call him my primary doctor because he went in there and cleaned out my bladder. I forget what you call that.
Well, you had like prostate problems, so you went in here and did like a TURP, I guess it is, but you didn't have cancer or anything, right?
No. He said it's just stopped up.
But he did a CAT scan to be sure it was okay, but that's this part of your body, not your chest. So you didn't do a CAT scan of your chest. You did it.
But I'm sure Kingwood did one because they. I just don't know when it was done. But sometimes.
You did it by yourself or you did it
with
your wife?
I live with my wife.
Okay. Do you have any kids or anything that look after you?
My daughter's a dentist.
Okay.
I talked to her about it.
You did? Okay. What did she say?
She wasn't really sure what was going on because I've never laid down after I got my teeth cleaned.
Did she recommend coming up here?
No, I just wanted to come up here because y'all worked on my arm and my arm is a whole lot better.
Yes, sir.
They gave me a shot back here.
Steroid shot, yeah.
And that helped a lot with my arm.
Well, we need to decide what we're going to do about that lesion in your chest, okay? I can call your daughter and talk to her about it and see what she wants to do as well. But if you're making your own choices and decisions, then it's really up to you. But the easiest way to find out for sure what's going on would be to get a CT of your chest. Where did they do the CAT scan of your stomach? They did it at Kingwood, right?
Yeah.
Now you could follow up with your urologist, okay? But the problem is we don't dictate, you know, x-rays, okay? But we take x-rays, but we don't dictate. I can have you come in. You have a cell phone with you?
Yeah.
So you could take a picture of it, and you could go show it to your, you know, to your urologist or something like that. But what he's going to do, that's not his deal. He's going to get you in to see a lung doctor.
I was in to see him about Monday, and he said to come back in 7 months.
The urologist.
He said everything was good.
Yes, sir. But you hear what I'm saying? You got a mass in your lungs. It could even be cancer. It could be cancer. If it's not pneumonia, we have to be concerned that it might be cancer. No one's ever told you about anything abnormal in your chest before or had an x-ray anywhere?
No, never.
How long has it been since you've had a chest x-ray?
Well, I guess it's part of that.
Well, you're seeing that, sir, but normally they don't do all that because the insurance won't pay them to do things like that. They have to They have to be very specific. They have to get approval from insurance. Insurance companies are very tough these days, and they won't let doctors do anything like that. But it's up to you. If you don't want to do that, then I'm just going
to... I want to be well. But I don't want to get...
Are you going to call her or what?
Yeah.
All right. You okay if I talk to her?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, can you talk to the doctor here? All right, hang on. It's Dr. Sykes.
She's yes, ma'am. This is Dr. Halvigy over here in Erosion Care Clinic. I'm seeing your dad. He came in here and said he's been spitting up a little bit of blood the past few nights. He showed me a picture of it. It's definitely blood. He thought maybe he was having a posterior nasal bleed or something. He's asking about getting his teeth cleaned, but... He took an x-ray just to be sure that was okay. He has a mass in his left lung. It could be a pneumonia, but he doesn't have fever or coughing or anything like that. So you have to consider, it to be a cancer until we rule that out. I suggested to him going over here to the hospital, they should be able to call in a CAT scan, and he could get his CAT scan there today. At least we'd have a lot more information. But it's up to him, it's up to you. He has a urologist, I don't know that he has a pulmonary doctor. That would be the next step, since he doesn't have very acute symptoms other than the bleed. But people coughing up blood can be a sign of lung cancer, tuberculosis, different things like that. Right. Well, yeah, we have, they're pretty good. The nurse room over here, they're really available. So if you send, during routine hours and everything like that, if we send someone over there, they'll do it right away. Because it's like a nurse room, it's read almost immediately, and we can get a report within hours, so that's pretty convenient. We probably can do that today. Well, no, man. A king would be a different story. If you went to king, he would need to go to the emergency room and let them work him up, okay? He's at Dr. D's Urgent Care. It's like Cleveland Urgent Care. We're right down the road, apparently, from you. We're right by the Butcher Brothers. We're next to Butcher Brothers. That's what we would try to do. We would try to order a CT at the hospital here and send him there to get it. He's doing pretty good on his own, but it's just a couple blocks west down East Houston, right? Just past that tire shop there on the corner. Methodist Church is there, just right down the street. All right, listen. I'm going to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, some of them have been copied because I sent it to the attorney.
changed it. You've looked at it, but he didn't think there was anything related to it between the one and the other. He can't tell us to add anything to the record, right? I guess because he's an attorney, but theoretically.
Right, but he has a copy of it, so we definitely don't want to make sure that we don't add anything to it, because in case he wants to share it with the board or something.
Right.
Because I wasn't going to share it with the board, because they're not my records, like Dr. Dupont.
Yeah, but you have to send my request, they can't just come in and look at it. Either,
right.
So they are, they said they're HIPAA exempt, but I don't know if that gives them the right just to come look at records.
I don't know if that's... I've never had them do that. They usually look this good.
Yeah, they're just following their protocol. For the most part, it's still disturbing that somebody even complained about that. I was just going to mention, I told you already about the deal with my wife, and I called. I was just going to do a.